earlier we said we're going to talk about Emily's movie, but we kind of got sidetracked with some other things. So
yes,
now let's talk about the movie that's already been in a little bit of production, but a major shoot this weekend, right?
Yeah, our biggest shoot to date will be actually our first kickoff shoot is this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night at the airport. It's a huge ordeal.
So I imagine you had to get a lot of cooperation from the airport to make this happen.
Yeah.
Is that tough?
Yeah. No, you know what? The airport authority was amazing to work with. We're still working with them. We convinced, I had to go all the way up the ranks to the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. to shoot the TSA portion.
Right.
But they're working out fabulous.
Are you using real TSA people for this? Or?
No, actually you can't because they can't be in a film, but they'll be on set, you know, and make sure that we do everything correct and that safety is still the utmost concern.
So you'll have actors as TSA people.
Yes. So we've cast and purchased, you know. And thank goodness for fundraising to get those costumes. Those are expensive.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. Of course, those are uniforms, not costumes.
Yes. Well, no, our people are costumes.
How accurate are they?
We had to make sure that they didn't represent 100%. We went with general security with the blue and the black patches.
And then you got one of the airlines to give you a plane?
Yes, a major airline donated an airplane for us.
We won't say which one because then everyone will want them.
Exactly. But they were very beyond generous. I mean, that was a $110,000 production expense that we got for free.
When you consider they have to take a plane out of service, what's that costing them, right?
Yes, plus the almost $1,200 a minute while you're running the plane. So
you're actually going to run the engines and stuff?
Well, no, it's just that you have to have the power on and the staffing and everything and security. So just such a blessing.
All right. So tell us about the movie itself.
Well, it's a family-friendly, quirky little romantic comedy, which is nice. You don't see a lot of that. There's no cursing. There's no violence. There's a little scuffle, but in a funny way. Mm-hmm. And it's about a guy that's been a little down on his luck, a little bit of a couch potato, a video gamer kind of guy that has a really cute girlfriend. And she leaves him because she's tired of him being a chicken about life. So he takes off on a cross-country journey to get her back, and it's filled with a little bit of a TSA shakedown, a stolen chicken mascot costume, and an a cappella group named the Helipellas.
The Helipellas.
Yeah, they're called the Helipellas. They're an a cappella group. It's very Pitch Perfect-ish, their song, which we had an original composition done by a Reno local. We have amazing production teams, Orange Tree Productions. We're very well-known. Tyler Bournes is one of the producers of Bournes Productions, so... And they're donating their time. I mean, it's just been so, so lucky. And yet it's still incredibly expensive.
So how did you, and that leads us to our next point here, and funding. You started a Kickstarter?
Yeah, we started a Kickstarter. We were a little nervous because I've never done crowdsourcing before. So we set our goal at $5,000, which we've now doubled. But our total goal needed for the actual film is $16,800. Right now, we're at $12,610. And most of that has just been people in the community giving $5, $10, and helping us make this happen.
You were just checking the Kickstarter amount, and as we were speaking, somebody just donated $10.
Yep, $10. And you know what? Those add up. If every single person just donates a dollar, I mean, we hit our goal immediately.
When is the schedule for release?
So the film or the Kickstarter ends at 5:00 today. Okay. So that'll be released in that sense. And then the film, we're hoping to have the premiere in May. We'll be giving people a chance to have VIP ticket experiences, which you can get on Kickstarter. There's lots of rewards when you donate. You get little gifts and opportunities to you can even buy a role in the film if you want. Yeah.
Okay. So now how do I get to Kickstarter?
So you can go to our website at DearGeorgeTheFilm.com. And there's a link there, or you can just go to Kickstarter, KickStarter.com, and search for Dear George.
Okay, and we will talk more about that a little bit later
on
this morning here on News Talk 780 KOH. All right, hooray for Hollywood.
Yay!
Coming to Reno,
yes.
As a matter of fact. And
bringing film to Reno.
Bring film to Reno, and some pretty big stuff going on here, and you are putting it all together.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable process. The city has been incredibly supportive of a film that I'm doing called Dear George. And it's been overwhelming how supportive the community is, and I want to continue that path.
So how did you come up with the storyline here? Is it just something you always thought about, or?
You know, I actually wrote the screenplay 9 years ago, and you sit on stuff sometimes, and it was a screenplay I just didn't think anyone else would like except for me.
Uh-huh.
And I finally turned it in just on a whim and won some awards, but the story idea came 9 years ago. I was on a flight, and a guy was dressed in head-to-toe fan gear for his girlfriend's college. And he was doing it to prove that he loved her. And so I just took that little inspiration and turned it into a man donning a chicken suit and taking on a cross-country trip to win the love of his life back. So it's a quirky little romantic comedy for sure.
I wonder what kind of school she would be going to if the fan gear was a chicken suit.
He was not. There was nothing chicken on him at all. But he goes, I just want to prove I'm not a chicken and that I love her. And I just took that as inspiration and wrote an entire feature film
now,
on it.
Now, this is not a full-length film.
So the script was a full-length.
But what you're shooting.
We're shooting a smaller version because you, in the world of independent filmmaking, you have to prove that your story has legs. So you do a small version of it. It hits the film fest market. And then if it does well, which, you know, with the awards that we won, it's already getting pretty great support.
So how do you go from the feature version to a full-length version? I mean, do you add things that you haven't come up with yet, or do you just take things out for the short one? I mean, how does it work that way?
So
is this like the abridged edition?
Yeah, this is like the Reader's Digest version, if you will. And it was actually took me longer to write the short version of it than it did the entire film. It took me almost 2 weeks because you fall in love
and you don't have a lot of room.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Use your best words to tell the story.
Exactly. You have 15 minutes to tell the same story you spent, 92 minutes telling before.
I'm not going to say if, but when you do the full feature production, will you use the scenes that have already been shot?
No, you usually
have to go all over again.
Yeah, you usually start the whole shebang over again. Wow. Now, ideally, we're doing a really neat thing with a first right to refusal cast, and what that means is all the actors that are involved get first right to refusal on the film. Mm-hmm. So we could technically do that, but generally, you want to keep the same feel. Right. From the beginning, actors lose weight, actors gain weight, they change their hair. So it'd be pretty difficult to match the footage.
Yeah, that would be tough for your continuity people, you know, a year and a half later.
A nightmare. And it is about an 18-month process to go from short film to feature.
Okay, so why shoot here?
Well, I wanted to support Reno. I'm based here now. Mm-hmm. And when the opportunity came up, I went, you know, why go back to Chicago to do this? I found an amazing production company that's award-winning and super supportive. There's a lot of talent here. We had over 800 people audition. Now, granted, a lot of them were Chicago and San Francisco people because they knew it was my project and they know I market it and it'll do well. So we had a lot of people, but almost all of our cast is local based or at least Bay Area.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they're within the drive market.
Absolutely. Within about a 2-hour range. So because they're local hire contracts. You know, short films, it's all about passion. It's a ton of people donating a ton of time. And we're also turning to Kickstarter to fundraise now.
Which is very important for us to mention here.
Yes, absolutely. So if people go to Kickstarter.com, or they can go to our website, Dear George, like a Dear John breakup letter, only Dear George, thefilm.com. You can find out. And Kickstarter's really neat in that you donate money, but you get rewards. And they're not a chance. It's not a raffle ticket. It's a guarantee. And we even have, if you've ever wanted to be on a film or be a producer or something, you can actually buy a role in the film.
So when I see things on, you know, television or movies, they've got like 18 different producers.
Absolutely.
How does that work?
So an executive producer is the person who hatches the egg, if you will, and gets the seed money.
And everybody else just sits on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hence another chicken theme in my movie.
There you go.
But producers are more on set, line producers. They control money. They make decisions on set. And then you have associate producers. And associate producers are, you know, your Kickstarter credits or mom and dad that helped you out and gave you $5,000 on a credit card, that kind of stuff. So producers can do anything from make the whole thing happen to just make a good financial donation and get a credit.
How big of a crew do you need for this? Gaffers and all the way down to
we have two
clapper loaders.
Exactly.
They don't load those anymore, do they? They're all digital now.
It's digital now. Yeah. We have two full production companies donating grip trucks and crew.
How have you managed to get so many people to donate? They're just because they believe in the project so much, I guess.
I think it's Reno. You know, this is the city that brings us Art Town. Mm-hmm. And I set up a Kickstarter campaign with a goal of 5,000, knowing that the film, we need almost 20,000 to make it happen. But I was so scared that Kickstarter is all or nothing. If you don't get all your money, you get none of it, not even a single penny.
And you had a little bit of a scare over the weekend.
Yeah,
right?
We had somebody withdraw almost a $5,000 donation from a husband, you know, finding out it's on a credit, that kind of a thing. But once he realized what it was, he believed in us and gave it back to us. But we doubled our original You know, so we are only $4,000 short, and that campaign starts at five p.m. today.
All right. So how can people contribute and get a part in the movie?
Yeah. So you can buy a role by going to our Kickstarter campaign at Kickstarter.com and searching Dear George, or you can go to DearGeorgeTheFilm.com and see the link. And, you know, if you want to just be an extra, you can also just submit your picture and let us know, and we'd love to have you. And that's no cost to you, and you get great food sponsored by Chef Clint Jolly, who just won Chopped. He's going to be serving our food on craft services. That's pretty incredible.
Excellent. And you're shooting this weekend at the airport.
Yeah, our first weekend of filming starts this weekend.
All right. So go to Kickstart and...
Look for Dear George.
Okay. It is 8:18 as we check right now traffic. Here's Mike Keaton. You want to be in the movie, Mikey?
I'm through with those days.
Oh, yeah. Your acting
filmmaking days.
I wasn't making films. I was just in movies when I was a kid. I was one of the kids sitting on Santa's lap in the movie A Christmas Story.
Really?
What?
They cut the scene out because I peed on his lap. But technically, I was in it.
Oh, my gosh, Mike.
I'm just making this stuff up.
I know you are.
So they obviously didn't have a stunt double for it.